Choral Arts of Chattanooga presents its final concert of the season. Tomorrow, May 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Chattanooga Center for Creative Arts, this choral arts performance is called New Look, New Sound, and focuses on 20th and 21st century secular music. The Choral Arts of Chattanooga website says experience an exciting range of choral music as Choral Arts performs a variety of selections across centuries and genres, from medieval days to Broadway themes. Choral Arts Director Keith Scott Reese tells more about the upcoming repertoire.
We're starting off with a piece by William Billings, who was an 18th century composer and one of America's first published composers, actually. And it's a piece called Modern Music, which is kind of fun, from a collection called The Psalm Singer's Amusement, which was published in 1779.
William Billings is a Boston-born, self-taught composer who wrote more than 300 mostly sacred works for four-part unaccompanied chorus. Modern Music is one of two rare secular pieces from the composer, and prefixed to it is the composer's note. After the audience are seated and the performers have taken the pitch slyly from the leader, the song begins. Next, Choral Arts of Chattanooga will move to the works of contemporary American composer Philip Hayden.
My friend Philip Hayden, he and I have known each other since junior high school, and he is now the director of music for a large church in Raleigh, North Carolina, where he lives and composes. And these were pieces written for a high school. They're actually the newest pieces on the program. These were written in 2009 for the Sanderson High School Sandpipers in Raleigh. Two settings of Shakespeare texts, Fear No More, which is from Cymbeline, which is a funeral eulogy. It's a dialogue by two friends spoken over the grave of one of their friends. And it's really beautiful text and a lovely setting of that. And then the more familiar text is Sigh No More from Much Ado About Nothing.
Next, Choral Arts of Chattanooga will perform two pieces by prolific composer of some 120 works, Vincent Persichetti.
Persichetti is one of the important 20th century American composers. These are pieces written in the mid-1980s to poems by E.E. Cummings, one of, again, a great American poet.
Then Choral Arts of Chattanooga will move to the work of William Hawley, a 20th century American composer who uses the text of Tasso, the notoriously neurotic Renaissance poet whose works were set by virtually all of the major madrigalists of his day, notably Monteverdi, says Reese.
William Hawley has taken these madrigals and set them in modern musical language, but using compositional techniques, actually, from the late Renaissance and early Baroque. So, as one reviewer said, Monteverdi would recognize the way these pieces are put together, not necessarily the musical language, but he would recognize the compositional techniques. So they're really interesting, lovely pieces, and those are the ones that you have on this recording. Bill Hawley's pieces are based a lot on late Renaissance, early Baroque compositional techniques. So you hear imitative entrances, you hear paired voicings, you hear sequences, and some of the other kinds of things that happen in those late Renaissance, early Baroque pieces, especially the madrigals of Monteverdi, I think are big influences on these pieces. But it uses a very contemporary harmonic language with lots of major and minor seventh chords, with lots of ninth chords, that sort of thing. There are a lot of harmonic suspensions like you would expect to find in the earlier music, but sometimes they are unresolved, which leaves it just makes it sound different. The last piece in the set, for example, does not resolve to a major or minor chord. It just ends on an unresolved dissonance.
This concert will also feature a couple of pieces by Ricky Ian Gordon, who is today one of the most successful writers of vocal music, who straddles the world of opera, musical theater, and art song, and whose work has been described as caviar for a world gorging on pizza. Gordon uses the poems of Langston Hughes, and he said in an interview, "I started setting Hughes poems because they were often short. They were undeniably emotional, intellectual, political, but the statements they made were bold and quick. They were in no way opaque."
And then we're ending with a set of pieces by George Gershwin. The choir is singing A Foggy Day in London Town and Our Love is Here to Stay and I Got Rhythm. Two of these arrangements are choral arrangements that I sang in high school. So I've been carrying these around in my memory banks for a long time and wanting to perform these pieces. We're working with these pieces with the David Walters Trio. And David, of course, is a faculty member here at UTC, and his office is just right upstairs. So I've been spending a lot of time with David working on these pieces. And they're adapting the accompaniments for these pieces. And then they're doing two solo pieces, Nice Work If You Can Get It and My Man's Gone from Porgy and Bess. So this last set should be a real audience pleaser, I think. And the choir is having a great time working on these pieces and are looking forward to performing them for the Chattanooga audience.
Choral Arts of Chattanooga presents its last concert of the season Tuesday, May 24th at 7:30 p.m. at Chattanooga Center for Creative Arts at 1301 Dallas Road. For more information, you can follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. Here's a bit more from the Woodley Ensemble with director Frank Allbinder's interpretation of William Holley's Six Madrigals. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.